and Daf Yedaled Amid Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Mishnah and the Gemara because we are in the middle of a sugya. The Mishnah says, "Kol shivas hayomim uzerik as adam umakir as akteres umeitiv as haneres umakiv as roish ves haregel." The Kohen Gadol, all the 7 days of the Prisha, he does these avodas. Shor kol hayomim imrotz al hakriv makriv. Shekoyin godol makriv chelik baroish v'noytol chelik baroish. The other days, it's if he has a rotzen to be makriv, he has schusay hakrove and he has a schus to take a chelik baroish. Man tana, who is the tana of our mishneh that holds that he did the avoida all 7 days? Omar Rav Chisda, the loike Rabbi Kiva. Di Rabbi Kiva, ha omar toir shenof lo olof hazor timosoy. Rabbi Kiva holds that hazoye an a toyer is metame the toyer. So Memela, since we had learned that there were mamaze and the Kohen Gadol all 7 days, so how could he do the avoide? Om a toyer shenof olof hazoti mosoy is heich ovid avoide. The sanye vehizo ha toyer al hatome. So Rabbi Kiva made a diik. It should have said v'hiza hatoyer olof, and because we're speaking about a tomei, v'hiza hatoyer al hatomei. So Rabbi Kiva made a diik al hatomei toyer. So it says further in the pasuk that he'll become toyer. So if you're mazer, a toyer is mazer al hatomei, he becomes toyer al hatoyer. But if one will be mazer an hatoyer tomei, divrei Rabbi Kiva. V'chachomim oimrim, ein hadvorim halolu amurim, elo bedvorim hamekablim tumim. The Chachomim said that what it says al hatomei is telling us a different halacha completely. It is telling us when does it have a shame hazoya? If one was maze an adovor that is mekabel tumim. La'afuki, if one is maze on something that is not roi lekabel tumi, so the hazoya that was done does not have a shame hazoya. So therefore, Rashi says it has a shame meloche. It does this hazoya, and then this meloche. If it has a shame hazoya, so it's hazoya. If it has a shame meloche, so Rashi says that meloche will passel this mechatos. Taisv Shishonim asks Akashe, Malacha doesn't patzel after it becomes Mechatas. Oh, that's Taisv Akashe. Taisv says maybe it's only patzels Midarabonim. But Rashi says Pshat in this Pasuk as follows. That the Pasuk is telling us that it only has a shame hazoya if you're being maze on something that is roi lekabel tumim. Then it's called hazoya. If you're maze on something that is not roi lekabel tumi, you're maze, let's say, on a behemoth, you're maze on a keli that can't be mekabel tumi, so that doesn't have a shame hazoya, so then it has a shame meloche. So be'emison, the meloche is being done in the chelik that spritzed off the, let's say, hazoya is one takes an ezoib, and one spritzes the mechatas from this ezoib. Now, let us say, that's what it was speaking about, we'll still see that's what it's speaking about, that if a person, was matbil the ezev in mechatos, he was maze an adovel that's not roi to be mekabel tumi. But there's still mechatos on the ezev to be maze again. So if he had done a maise hazoya, the first time, let's say he was maze an adovel, that's roi lekabel tumi. So the mechatos that is left over on the ezoiv, nothing happened with this mechatos. It's shirayim of kosher mechatos. So he can go and now be maze with the mechatos that is left over on the ezoiv. If the hazoya that he had done was he was maza on something that is not roi lekabel tumi. Let's say it was maza on a behime. A behime is not roi lekabel tumi. So it is considered the chelik that was gespritzt, the chelik hamuze, a malacha was done with that. So that chelik became posel. So the shirayim that is left over of the Mechatas, which is on the Ezoi, is called Shiyorei Psul. That means this is a nitpal to Mechata Shenifsula B'melocha. So it also becomes Pasuk. So that is what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us, Ein Vehizo HaToya, when does it have a Shem HaZoya Al HaTome? If he's Maza and Adovo HaGoi LeKabul Tume, then it has a Shem HaZoya. So then the Shirayim are not Shirayim of Apostle Mechatas. But if he's maze al hadovo sheine roi lekabel tume, so it doesn't have a shame azoye. So then the shirayim will be posel lahazis. Ela bedvome mekabel tume. Mai hi, kidisna, niskaven lahazis ala behime. So Rashi learns pshat in the mission as follows. A person had intentions to be maze ana behime. But intentions are garnished. Vehizo al ha'odom. Lemaise, he made a hazoya on a person. This person could be tome, could be his toyo, but this person is a person that's choy lekabel tume. Is therefore, im yesh be'ezoy, if there's some mechatos left over on the ezoy, yushana, he could be maze again. Nothing happened with the mechatos hanisheres al ha'ezoy, because he made hazoya, the first one had a shame hazoya, so this is Shirayim of Mechatas Ksheira. So if there's more Shirayim there, he could be Maza, Yishane. He could be Maza again on someone who needs Hazoya. But what is Afilu Niskaven Lahazis Ala Oda? But Vihiz Ala Behima, he made La Maisa, Maisa Zoya Ala Behima. So then we say that doesn't have a Shem Hazoya. It has a Shem Meloche. And it's Nivsel. So just like that, Nivso, is im yesh be'ezoiv, if there's shirayim of this mechatas left over on the ezoiv, lo yishan, he's not permitted to be mazeh with the shirayim, because the shirayim became Nivso. So Bekitzer, we have here a machloikis, what the Al HaTomei is coming to tell us. Is the Al HaTomei coming to tell us that if you're Mazah on a Tome, he becomes Toya, but if you'll be Mazah on a Toya, he'll become Tome. That's Rabbi Kiva's Drosha. Or is Allah Tome coming to tell us that he only has Hashem Azoye if you're Mazah ala Dova Haroi Lekabel Tome? My time with the Rabbi Kiva, that here's Rafto. My time with the Rabbi Kiva, Nichtev Rachmon Viza Toyer Olo. Now the Gemara's going to elaborate in the Drosha. It should have really said Viza HaToyer Olo. That would be sufficient. I know who we're speaking about. My al ha-tomei. Shema mino to tell us this dig. Al ha-tomei toir. If you're mazah on ha-tomei, then he'll become toir. Al ha-toir, but if you'll be mazah al ha-toir, tomei. The Rabbonon. And what did the Rabbonon do with this extra word al ha-tomei? He could have said, oh, look. L'dvorim ha-mekablim tumudosa. It's coming for Dvorim HaMekablim Tume. That it only is a Shem HaZoya if you're Mazah or Dvorim HaMekablim Tume. Avol Hocha, why don't they make this Diyik like this is Lachep? I know from the Diyik. Let's say like this. That the Davke V'Hiza Al HaTome it's Toyer. But Hiza Al HaToyer, it's Tome. So he said, no, Avol Hocha Kal V'Chaymeru. Im Al HaTome Toyer. That means you can't make the diuk like this. The Torah is telling us a chiddush that a filu atome will become toher if you're mazah an atome. A kal v'chomer, if you're mazah an atome, you'll zicher be toher. It won't make him tome. So memele, so al atome is coming for a different drush. Rabbi Kiva, so it's a stak a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer take. I mean, that if it's metayer atomi, avada gives it shouldn't be metamei atoyer. So Rabbi Kiva said, "Heine de koma shloim amarti yachkom evirachoyka mimeni." That's what Shlomo Melech said. Pilchis pora adume are not understood with chachme. A kal v'chomer is chachme. Lama likra svari, it's a svare. Pora adume is something which is not logical, which is not able to be understood. Shlomo Melech said, "Amarti yachkom evirachoyka mimeni." So memele, so fakert. That's one of the non-understandable halachas of Pore. Your maze ana tomei, it's metayer. It's metayer es atmei, metame es atoirem. The hazoya ana toir is metame. The rabbono. So that's true. That means less man the poly, that in Hilchis Pora Dume, there are difficult, there are halachas which are not logical. So what is this pasuk speaking about? The Rabbonon Ahu, yeah, on a different halacha which is not understandable. Lemaze ulemazin olav tohir v'negeya behen tome. Now, let's just skip the gun. Later we'll see this is Bemison the Chiddush, but let's just explain it now. La halacha, if a person touches mechatos, he becomes tummy. If a person carries mechatos, he's a noisei mechatos, so in the carried a shir hazoye, so he's tummy and his begodim are also tummy. He's tummy la tummy begodim. So a noisei mechatos is tummy and tummy begodim. When I negeya b'meichatos, al kaponim is tummy. So now, if a person takes mechatos, he's mazed on someone else. So lachayre, the mazed should be anoisei, af enchants noifen, he's ich anoisei, he's carrying mechatos. The muze should be, af enchants noifen, negeya. So al pi, these aloches, these guidelines, that a noisei is tome and a negeya is tome, so a maze and a muze should also be tome. But af al pi kein, the aloch is not like that. Ha hu le maze ule mazin olav toye. The zicha aloches in, the zicha aloches in Hilchus Por Adumah, which are not understandable. You know what aloch is? A mazda, which is an oisei, a muzda is an egeya. Vafal pikein de toya. The negeya bohem tome. But a person touches mechatos. That means if there was no hazoya involved, if there's no hazoya involved, so then he's tome. So fakir, the chachomim held, if you're mazda anatoya, that also falls into the xeris of cause, a cause of vehizo. Forget, if there's hazoya, if there's no one that's not called hazoya, when you're mazan adova tome, that's not called adova, when you're mazan adova sheniroi lekabel tome, that's not called hazoya. But if you're mazan adova haroi lekabel tome, or the person, the muze is haroi lekabel tome, so then the mechatos is not metame. That's the chiddush. Hazoya is not metame. Sai mitzad de maze, and sai mitzad de muze, af al pidar anoigei, and anoisei artome. So that's the amount of yachkome virachoike mimeni. Frek de gemore, that's the yachkome virachoike mimeni. Frek de gemore, how could you say that a maze is a maze toyo? Voksiv is enough in the pasuk. Umaze mei hanido yichabis begodim. It says the person, the maze needs kibbutz begodim. So the Gemara says, my maze negeya. No, maze means negeya. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos how the Gemara had a right to. It says maze. The Gemara says negeya. But the Gemara says maze means negeya. Frek the Gemara, you can't say maze means negeya because the pasuk says maze mei hanido yichabis begodov, and negeya mei hanido yitma ador. So it says later it says about the negeya. So you can't say maze is negeya. My maze negeya. Frek the Gemara, no, vaksiv maze vaksiv negeya. So you see, maze is not negeya because later it says negeya. Va'oid in another kasha. You can't say maz is negeya, because what does the pasuk say? Maz mei anida yechabis begodov. A maz needs kibbutz begodim. Vanegeya mei anida yitma. He's tame and the begodim are not tame. So you see that a maz is not a negeya because a negeya is only tame. And here it says a maz is needs kibbutz begodim. So you see, klo maz is not negeya. Void maz boi kibbutz begodim negele boi kibbutz begodim. So the Gemara says, Elo mai maze noisei. So the Gemara says, you're right. It doesn't mean noigeya, it means noisei. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us about how no Yisei Me'anida, a person carries Me'anida, Yechabiz Begodo, Vanegei Be'Me'anida, Yitmad Ha'orev. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the Gemara, the Nichtei V'Rachmon in Noise. Good, I hear. So the Maikashi Yefemfet, but let me ask you a Poshet Tekash. I mean, if the Torah wants to tell us that a Noise needs Kibbutz B'God, what the Torah say Noise? My time exceed Mazah, why does it say Mazah? Say Noise. So the Gemara says, Hokem Ashmala, the Bo'inon Shir Hazor. The Torah is telling us, Maz is speaking about Noise. Now the Torah says not every Noise is needs kibbutz begodim or a stomach. A Noise of Mei Chatos that's Royi Lahazoyer is a Shir Hazor, that person needs kibbutz begodim. Fregte Gemore, Anich Alaman de Yom Ahazor Tzriche Shir. El Alaman de Yom Ahazor in Tzriche Shir Ma'ika Lameima. So what are you going to say? So the Gemara, Afil Olaman de Yom Ahazor, so there's no Shir Avazor. So the Gemara says, Afil Olaman de Yom Ahazor in Tzriche Shir Hani Mila Gaba de Gavre. Ahazor in Tzriche Shir means that if a minute drop of Mechatos fell on a person, so he's toiled. There's no shear, there's no amount of mechatos that has to touch him. Avol b'mone, but the keli, that you're matpul, the ezoiv, tzricha shear. There you need there's a certain amount of mechatos that is necessary to be in the keli. This nan, kamo, yehei behem, yehei kedei hazoi. How much do you need? Kedei sheyitpoil, roshei, give oilev v'yazem. There should be enough, they should be able to submerge the Rosh Gevoilim V'Yaz. Now, let us see Rashi. Lemaze toher, the Dorish Hochi, Vehiza HaToher, The Gemara said now that the Echkomi V'Rechoikelemeni is telling me that the Maze is toyer and the Muze is toyer. So Rashi asked, the Gemara for the Pasuk. Maze means Noisei. And that what it says Maze, you need a Loshon Hazoye. Let's learn Maze means Maze. So Rashi says, the Dorish Hoche, it says, Vehizo HaToyer Alatome. So from Vehizo HaToyer, I learn out, Afla Acha Shehizo Kori Toyer. Vehizo Eter Azor, he's still Toyer. So you see, Amaze is Toyer. Now it says, Umaze, now it says in the Posik, Umaze Mehanida Yechabiz Begode, it can't mean that Amaze is Tome. It says, Vehizo HaToyer. So Akochoch, we have to say, Umaze Mehanida, speaking about, Negeya, Noise. Anich elamando, amaplukti bezvachim pek ataruvis, if mehazoya needs a shir. Zuck the Gemara, the Homach, like this is a gaba de gabra. Kol shu, a gaba shenoisen all of kol shu, vetiroi. Whatever rested on him is metayer, avol bimone, shu, metabel, Roshe giv oile eizoiv, boi tzricha shiel. There, Abu Bamon, Shumetabu Roshe giv oile eizoiv, boi tzricha shiel. This is a shiel, how much you need. Sheyatpel Roshe giv oilem v'yaza, klaimek de sheyat bilem bem tvile, sheyehei bo lahatiz mimenu, that there should be enough mechatos and the keli, that there should be enough, it should be enough, kadei sheyat bilem, Kedei lahatas mimenu. So if a person is noisei, a shir that's roi lahazois, he needs kibbutz begodim. Let us see Tosfos. Lemaze umazin olof toir, v'noigei atomei. This is the Gemara that said that Amarti Echkome V'Rechoike Mimeni, the Chiddush in Mechatos is that the Maze is Toher The Muze is Toher, and the Negeya is Tomer. Fragt doch Teisves, so Teisves lechere erst an der Loschen of the Gemara. Mazin Olav einay Toher. The person you mazan is not Toher. Ad she yitpoil, v'yarev shimshoi, ito. That means then he'll become Toher. Vimkein, lemai have noigeya tomei tvei mimazin olov. The Baraisa is telling us that the chiddush of mechatos is that the muze is toher and anegeya is tomei. Factor Taisus, the muze is also the muze is just as tomei as the negeya. The negeya needs tvila and harif shemesh. And the Muze needs Tvila v'Erev Shemesh. So how could you say that he's Toher? That's Tosfos Kasha. Lamaisi is not Toher. He needs Tvila and Erev Shemesh. V'yeshloima v'hochikoma. Mazin Olav. V'hamaza Olav, yeah, the one with Mazan. Ha-hazo goyremes loitara. You have to, don't take the word literally. Not the hamaza olav is toil. The hazo is goyrem tara. That means that before the hazo, he's a tomei mace. A mikvah won't help. So, but after the hazo, now tvila will help. So lemaise, so that what the Gemara says, hamaze toya, that's not that he is toya, don't take the words literally. The hazor brings him tare. Even though he's a negeya, I mean lemaise, but brings him tare. The negeya mechatos, goyrmim loy tome. This doesn't bring him tare, it brings him tome. So according to the first Lashon of Tosfos, the Lashon you have to take with a grain of salt. Hamaze toya means the Hazoe brings him that he's able to be metayer himself. And Anigeya, it's metamim, it brings him to Inami. What Tosfos says, if you'll be a stickler and you want to say Taka that the Gemara says Hamaze olav toyer. I mean, it says he's toyer, not the goyim loytar. Inami yeshloime mazin olav toyer, hainu toyer shenoflo olav Hazoe, David toyer legamri. We're going according to the Chachomim, which are Chaylik and Rabbi Kiva. The Chachomim hold that a Toyer Shenofla Olav Mechatos, he's Toyer. So Memele, so that's what the Gemara means. He's an Igeya. Ein lecha negeya gdoila mimenu. He's an Igeya. Aval pik. So that's the paradox. That's the Chiddush. That a Maza Olav, if you'll have a Toyer that's Maza Olav, he's Toyer. And an Igeya, he's Tomei. So that's good. The Loshen Toyer and Tomei. The Rishas wants to say, wants to emphasize Tosfos Kasha, and Tosfos Gebadot, the Loshen HaGemore, Hamaza Olav Toyer is not Toyer, so he brings a Shita Sarambam, it seems as the Machloik is the Rambam arrived in this Halacha, but the Rambam says a very interesting Halacha. The Rambam says, what is the Halacha if like this, we know you make hazor shlishi yeshvi, and then after you table yourself and erev shemesh and your toil. The Rambam says, what if he made hazor the eighth day? He made hazor the eighth day, and he made What if he made the tvila the eighth day, and he made the hazor the ninth day? So the Rambam says that he's toil. That means that if it's after the seventh day, so the tvila, it could have tvila, and then the tvila will help after the seventh day. So you made tvila the eighth day, and azor the ninth day, so he's toyer taker. That's the shita sarambam. So the Raiva told you have to have the tvila after the azor. But Rambam told you don't have to have the tvila after the azor. It was after the eighth day. So the Rishash says, so I would say, according to the Rambam, you could have a Hechitimsa Hamaza Olav Toyer Taker. Taisa says, Akash, it's not true. The person Yamaza is not Toyer. He needs Tvila, he needs Erev Shemesh. He's not Toyer.
He's just like the Negeya. I mean, you can't say that he's, if you're comparing these two people, he needs tefillah and the Negeya needs tefillah. So Taisa said the same, So he says, no, Shaykh that a Mazar should take a bitoy if he made the tefillah the day before and the day later. So now all he needs is Azor. So you could have that you if he made tefillah the 8th day, you made Azor the 9th day, so Mazal of a Taka Toya.
That's what the Rishash wants to say. According to the Shitas HaRambam. Yachal Hagdim Tvila Lahazor V'nochin Be'ezras Hashem. Mai Maze Noise. So the Gemara says, what is a Maze? A Maze is a Noise. Vim Taima Umnolei Le'Gemara Lemeka Kromi Mashmuse Loime de Maze Toyer. A Maze is like a Toyer, a Maze de Kro, a Noise. Eima Maze Mamish, let's say Posh the Pshat. Shloim and Bidachsiv Rashi starts visa ha toir, almed ha maza toir. After Azo is still toir. But after Gav the Dorshine minei toir michlau shu tome limit out for yoim shu koshe before it. We learn now from toir something else that even though he just was metair himself now, he's still koshe la hazois. So Taisa says, Yishloim metar tishma minah. That's also true, but this drosha vehiza ha toir, we also learn now. That v'hiza, after hazoya, he's still toil. Elamai maze, noise. So the Gemara says, my maze means noise. V'hoke mashmalom, ta'ad dori kishir hazoyim. That when is he tomei, if he's noise, ashir hazoyim. So the maskonis agmore is that there's two tumis. There's a tumis negeya that's only metame de negeya, and a noise that's noise ashir hazoye. So he's needs kibbutz begodim. Tameoli. So maze means so the that means like this. There's a blank space. Yichabes Begodov is speaking about Noisei. It doesn't say Noisei. It's speaking about Noisei. Why does it say Vahamaze? Maze means Shir Hazoye. So the Pasuk spoke about, it's very interesting. The Pasuk spoke about the amount of Mechatos you need. The Pasuk spoke about the Tume that this person gets. Vahamaze is the amount of Mechatos. The tum is Yechabes Begodov. That's what the Pasuk spoke about. Now, there's missing one word in the Pasuk. How did this person become Tomei? So, in this one word that's missing, so Chazal said, the Pasuk didn't speak about how he became Tomei. So, the Gemara said it's speaking about that he became Tomei through being a Noise. Frektoisves, Tameli, Imkain, that means, if you're telling me Pshat and Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us the Shir of the Mechatas, the Pasuk is telling us the Tumah, and the Pasuk never spoke about how he became Tomei, Imkain, my time, Ohoda, Bemi, my Da'oma, my Mazen, Negei. So why did he have to have Charot of him his first Pshat? First, he wanted to say that Vamaz is speaking about Negei. So the Gemara asked on that two kashas. E, mishum te kashli vaksiv negeye, vaksiv maza. It can't be speaking about negeye, because it says negeye later. Void maza, boy kibus, negele, boy kibus. That was the two kashas. But now we got enlightened. We got enlightened. Maza is speaking about the shir of mechatas that was metame. How he became Tomei, the Pasuk doesn't mention that. Is lame. Oh, the cause of Negeya, the cause of Bekibus. What was your kasha? Kasha, how could you say that Maz is speaking about Negeya, and Negeya doesn't need Kibus Begodim? Hainu kiloi Negeya kishir hazot. That's if he didn't touch a shir hazot. Umaz de boy kibus. And the first half of the Pasuk that says that he do need Kibus Begodim, Hainu ki noga ki shirazo. So speaking about he touched the shirazo.
That means if you're boiling down and you're telling me that Umaze is not telling us how he became Tomei, Umaze is just telling us the shear of Mechatas that was Metame, so how he became Tomei is still up in the luft, and we don't have any Gili Akros. So let us say the way we started off by saying that it's speaking about he was a Negeya, and that will be the two halachas. If he's Negeya, less than the Shir Azor, he himself becomes Tomei. If he's Negeya Shir Azor, so then he'll be Tomei l'tamei b'god. Ve'ein l'tarix. Mishimochi l'meklim l'b'negeya ch'deporish. Mishum d'negeya l'boi kibos afilokinog b'kishir. Maybe you'll tell me such a teretz, an Eliyah teretz. You can't say that what? That Noigeya Bishir Hazor needs kibbutz begodim, because when the Pasuk speaks about Noigeya, it says, Va Noigeya Bimei Hanido Yitmo. The Loiksi Vei Kibbutz. There it doesn't say kibbutz. Umei Hanido, and you'll tell me that Mei Hanido means Mashme. Mayim haruyin lahazik, sheyesh bem kishir. It does have a shir. Yeah, so from the pasuk of Neigeya, the pasuk is mefaret, va Neigeya be meyachatos. Meyachatos means yitzroi lahazik. So it says klo that a may be meyachatos yitmo. So you see klo Neigeya, even though he's Neigeya a shir azo, you also don't need kibbutz begodim. And so that what it says, Vahamaze Yechabiz begodov, Akochach, it's speaking about Neisei, not Negei. So Taisa says, that's not a teretz. Dovadei lesser. This dictator that you just said now, that Meyanida means a shirazo, the Meyanida loy mashmahochi. Meyanida does not mean it has a shirazo. The Eloi taimahochi, because if you'll say that Meyanida means shirazo, Im kein kiporich v'nichtav noisei. The Gemara is takashe, let it say noisei. Why does it say maze? Maiko mishani, what did the Gemara answer? O kemash melon adedori kishir azo. He said, the reason it says maze, if it would say noisei, I wouldn't know how much he has to carry. So therefore it says maze, to tell me you need a shir azo. Akati tikshaloch. Lichtav, let it say vahan noisei, it's mehanida yechabez begodo. If you'll tell me. The Meyanida means Shirazo, and it says Meyanida, Amaze Meyanida. So let it say, so I need Vahamaza to tell me it need a Shirazo. It says Meyanida. The Meyanida means Shirazo. But let it, so lift it and you say Meyanida, you have his begot. The Meyanida, Mash, Mishesh, Bem, Kedei, Azoyin. Number one. So I need the word Vahamaza. But oi, I Meyanida, Mash, Medav, Kishesh, Bem, Kedei, Azoyin. Im kein ein beim kedei azoy le yitame be mage klau. So then it'll come out, when he gave be me an either, you only tome when he touches a shir azo. But less at the bereish meseches keile mashme, the metame be mage, it's metame be mage, the snan hosom, ovei satume hasheretz ad umeichat hashem beim kedei azoy, reil metamim odom ve keilem be mage. So we have, it's wrong. That means if you're telling me that Vanegeya Bemeya Nido means that he touched a Shir Hazoya, and that's when he's Tomei, so that's a Krumeb Shat, because Allah, Vanegeya Bemeya Nido is that Tula doesn't have a Shir Hazoya, he's Tomei. So you see that Mei Hanido does not mean Shir Hazoya. Meyanide is a word explaining what type of water we have. But it's not telling us the amount of water we have. That's what Taisus proves from this. Finished. Ve'ein letaretz, we'll say a different teretz. Tachikama. May mazen noise. What was Taisus' kasha? Let us say va mazen meyanide means negeya. So first I want to say, it can't be negeya, because negeya is only metame, without kibbutz begodim. So Taisa said, that's not true. So Taisa says, let's go the other way around. We'll say that you're right. Negeya is also negeya, you're 100% right. You're 100% right that what? That negeya without a shirazo
is tummy. And the geya ashirazo is metame begodim. You're 100% right. Your kasha is 100% right. I said, Akashas, why didn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara said that a noisei shirazo is metame begodim. So we'll say the ochikoma. My maze noisei. That what the Gemara said, noisei is metame begodim af noisei. The Gemara doesn't mean only noisei. The Gemara means who had the noisei. Who had the bemaga, the shkulamein, by minayu mafkis. So Tosis wants to say now, you're right. The criteria is, if there's no shirazoye, it's only metame. If there is a shirazoye, so tzainigayen, tzainoisei, is metame begodov. Timkein, if that would be true, my poch belichtev noisei. The Gemara says, why doesn't it say noisei? Lishani have a cause of noise, have a mina davke bemasa, beloy bemagalochi, cause of maza, dashtosi tovayu. Okay, so what's the cash? Let it say noise. Noise would be misleading. Now that it says vahamaza, so vahamaza is only speaking about the amount of mechatos as a shirazo. Now you can say that the tumis koilo sign agay and sign noise. But oi, and that's not emesabshat. Haloshin, Ein emash mekein, de koma ad dori kishir hazo, de le koma ad noga kishir hazo, le inyan kibus begodim. The Gemara weiss toch eis, God, we don't have this loshen in the Gemara. The Gemara says, no yisei, my time exceed mazo, kvash lo bini shir hazo. The Gemara doesn't say de dori, but Taisis had a girsa, Taisis had such a girsa in the Gemara. But the Gemara said, klo, ad dori kishir, is only metame begodim, if he's noisei kishir hazo. So we're back with Akasha. Tosfos asked, why do you have to say that if there's a shir hazo, it's only metame begodim by noisei? And by negeya, afilu it has a shir hazo, it's not metame begodim. Where do you see this from the pasuk? The pasuk is only speaking about the amount of mechatos. The pasuk does not in any way mention how the Kabbalah's Tumah was. So how did the Gemara know to say that it is speaking about Noisei Shirazo and not Noigeya Shirazo? Benirali, the Lahochi Leukme Bemagel in Yankiba. So Taisa says, you know why the Gemara didn't say this? Dimkein Abimashme Bemaga Le'in Yankiba. If you will say that maga shir hazo is tame. Ube mase tohir gomu. And mase is tohir. Boholoi ashkechen tume. Teloi metame elo bemage. Le inyen kibus. Ube mase tohir. We don't find in any place that there's a tume, that tumis mage is metame begodim, and tumis masa is toyo. Afal gav de sheretz metame bemage veloi bemasa, mikomokim le boi kibus. Och yukmi bemasa, de bemasa boi kibus, u bemage le boi kibus, ta ashkan tume ki yoitse bo, de nevela metame odom, veloi boi kibus, u bemasa boi kibus. Now I'd like to elaborate in a few minutes to explain back some here what Tosfos is saying. Let us speak about two types of tumah. There's a tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is that if a person touches a sheretz, he's tumah. If a person carries a sheretz, he's toher. Now, how do we understand this halacha? So the halacha is very easy to understand. The Pasuk is telling us the only way he can be Mekabel Tumah is by touching it. By carrying it, he can't be Mekabel Tumah. So, the Emerson, every Noisei, there's a Svara to say it shouldn't be Tumah. I mean, you see that the Kabbalah, that it's not Posh, that it could be a Mage is Tumah and a Noisei is not Tumah. That we see from Sheretz. Because Noisei, there's a new oifen of Kabbalah's Tumah, and the Kabbalah's Tumah is through carrying it, not through touching it. Who says that
So a sheretz is not mekabelt, is not metame benoisa. You have to touch the sheretz. You have to have a contact with the sheretz in order to become tummy. Carrying the sheretz for being metame. Fine. There are other things that are mekabelt tume b'masa. A nevela is mekabelt tume b'masa. Fakel te bas is a filo mochomo. That a negeya b'nevela is tume. A noisa nevela is metame begoda. Good. So now we have different types of dvorim metamim. Some are metame only b'mage, some are metame b'masa also. Fine. Now, we have here a pasuk that says that, we have the pasuk as follows. If a person is negeya b'mechatos, he's tame. Fine. Now, if the mechatos is a shir hazoye and blank happened, he's metame begodov also. Now, we don't know what this blank is. Does this blank mean noga? Does this blank mean noise? We don't know. So let us say, for 1 minute, if we don't know, let us say that it's speaking about nege. How do you have a right to say that a noise is mekabel tome? I mean, the Torah says a nege has tome. Now it says if it has a shir hazoye, it's the first pasuk is not speaking about the contact. The chiddush of the first pasuk is if you have a amount of meichatos, that's roil hazoye, it's metame begoda. So fakel, that was Tosfos whole kasha. So the pasuk is not speaking about a new contact. The pasuk is what the pasuk did speak about is the amount of meichatos here, the shir of meichatos. Fine. So let us say it's speaking about negeya. Let us say it's speaking about negeya. So now, what should I say? What will be the halacha by a noisei? So I'll say, a noisei. You have no proof whatsoever that a noisei bechlal is mekabel tume. The Torah never said that a noisei mechatos is mekabel tume. Maybe a noisei is like a sheretz. Maybe mechatos is like a sheretz. So it would come out, that means, if I will assume that a negeya b'mei chata sheyesh b'shir hazoi is metame begodo, then I should l'chayre rightfully assume that a nois is b'chol matam. You have no way to prove it. So now Tosfos says, we never find that a negeya should be metame begodo in a noisei should not be metame begodo. Now what is pshat in this klal that Tosfos says. So that's what Tosfos is telling us, a moiridike klal. The whole chesaron of noisei, by a sheretz is not metame b'masa. Why isn't a sheretz metame b'masa? Because in order to become tummy from a sheretz, you have to touch the sheretz. If you didn't touch the sheretz, you won't become tummy. That's why tumis masa is toyo by a sheretz. If a noigeya b'mei chatos his begodim atame, now what does that mean, his begodim atame? That means like this. Mechatos is an avatume. He touched with his finger the mechatos. He becomes a rishon letume. And what happens with his begodim? His begodim also become a rishon letume. They don't become a sheni letume. Begodim can't become a sheni. His begodim become a rishon letume. Now let's ask a pertinent question. How did the begodim become a rishon letume? Did something touch them? Not because he touched his begodim, then there would be a sheni letume, and begodim would become a chlal sheni. So you see that tumas, if there's tumas begodim, you see already that this tume works without direct contact. If there's tumas begodim and tumas mechata, so you see you don't need direct contact in order to be metame the begodim. In order that there should be tum over here. Because the begodim are tummy without direct contact. So memele, so lechayre, so the svare is now punkfakert. So that means that if I see that you don't need direct contact in order to be metame, so now I say that and if I'll say it's only speaking about negeya, if the pasuk is only speaking about negeya, so then I would say something which is not mistava. That noise, if the pasuk is not negeya, I'm saying noise is toil, and negeya is tome. And that I can't say such a thing. Because if begodim atome, so noise is zicha tome. So that means, so Tosfos says, when it says, Kibbutz Begodim, I see you don't need to be Mekabel Tume through Negiyah. As long as I see that there's a din of Kibbutz Begodim, I see that there's a Kabbalah Tume without Negiyah. So now I have no reason whatsoever to say that Noisei shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. Because the whole chason of Noisei is because there's no Negiyah, but I see by Tumas Meichat that you don't need Negiyah, since the Begodim are Tumah. So now it works Pumfakeld. Now the Shaila is, so now I know, but there's one more thing I do see. A Nevele is Metame Begodim Bemase, and is Metame without Begodim Bemagim. So we see in other Tumas, in Tumas Begodim, Noisei is more Chomel than Magim. So Tosfos says, I have such a posik. That means from this posik, I know, number one, that Itzicha will be Mekabel Tumas Masa, because from that I see that there's a din of Tumas Begodim, so I see you do not need a direct contact in order to be Mekabel Tumas. That I see, number one. So I cannot say that the Pasuk's telling me it's Metame Bimage and not Bimasa. That can't be. That is an impossibility. So if I know Klo, that it's Icha Metame Bimasa, now I have a different Shaila. So maybe Tumas Begodim is only Al Yedei Masa. Not Al Yedei Mage. Because by Nevela it is that way. By other things, let's say by Negeya B'Mishka V'Azov, both are Metame. Sai Negeya is Metame Begodim, and Sai Noisei is Metame Begodim. But now I have here a posik that tells me Noisei is Metame Begodim. If Negeya is Metame Begodim, I don't know. So Misofik, I can't say Negeya is Metame Begodim. That Taksmi is what Tosfos says. Let us see Nachmalin Averik. V'nirli do lohochi leyukmi b'magalinyin kibbus. The Gemara does not want to say that the posik is speaking about magalinyin kibbus, dim kain. If you'll say that, have a mashme b'magalinyin kibbus, b'masotir gomu. That would be a continuation of the Gemara before. That both psukim are speaking about negeya, and he's speaking about magalinyin kibbus. So then it would come out that the posik says that mage needs kibbus begodim, and noisei is toil legamri. There's no such tume that's metame b'magel in yinkibus or b'masa toir, and b'masa should be toir. That means if there's a din of tumas begodim, so you see you don't need a direct contact. So then it can't be that masa should be toil. The only reason we see there are other tumas that are not metame if there's no direct contact. But the mage of sheretz doesn't need kibbus. But over here, if you'll tell me that the mage of Mechatos needs kibbutz, so then Masa has to be Tomei. Lohochi yukmi b'Masa. So therefore, I know that Zicha Masa is Zicha Metamei. Lohochi yukmi b'Masa. Masa boy kibbutz. Uma b'Magi loy boy kibbutz. Ashkren tumi ki yoytze boy. Dinevele metama odom v'loy boy kibbutz. B'Masa boy kibbutz. That means, so since I know that nevela, since I know that masa al kolchoch, masa mechatos, you need kibbutz begodim. If maga mechatos you need or you don't need, I don't know. Say, have a sofik. Could be it's like nevela and you don't need kibbutz begodim. Could be it's like chveis mishkav hazov and you do need. So misofik, you have no right to be marbe noigei alinyan kibbutz begodim. Inami nirali, the Mehanide Mashme Ochi Umashme Ochi. Mehanide means side there is a shear. Side is not a shear, but it means both. Ben yesh bem kishir, ben em bem kishir. Lohochi, so memele, lohochi, they must look me bemage. So you cannot say that the posik that says, the Hamaz Mehanide Yechab is begotten, we're speaking about mage and there's a shear azor.
Toksiva negeya, but meyanido yitmo. We just said meyanido means both ways. Umashma filo bekishir yitmo, greide tu mekalo, beloy kibos begodim. So memele, so if the pasuk says nagei be mei anida yituma means the person will touch mei anida bein that has a shir bein that doesn't have a shir, doesn't need kibbutz begodim. So koch that what it says vamaze mei anida speaking about noise because nagei the pasuk tells us that there is mei anida is also chabbis begodim. Vashte nami nicha the koma ad the dori kishir azom ad the dori kishir azom. That you have to carry a shirazodia because if I know you say many the yechabes begodo, have a mina ben yeshbem kishir ben ein behem. That means that since Taisa says may hanido means both, it means both. So if it wouldn't say vahamaze, so I would think anoise is metame begodo, if it doesn't have a shirazod. That's why it says vahamaze may hanido to tell me that you need a shir. Only, it's metame begodim, only when there is a shir hazor. Zok the Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah, the avoides, the Kohen Gadol did all the shivah shimei aprishe. It says, umaktir es haktores, umaitiv es haneres. He makes haktore, and he makes hatoves haneres. So, Alme, Ktoires, Bereshe, Vahodoneres. So it would seem from the Mishneh, from the Seder HaMishneh, that the Seder is Ktoires before Neres. Remino, Alessio Akash, we learned a Mishneh, Mishnayis in Masechtes Tomit, that the Mishnayis speak about there was a pious, and from the pious they decided each day which coin was Zeichet to this Avoida, which one was Zeichet to this Avoida. So the Mishnah says, Misha Zoche B'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, the one who was Zoche to the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, he, so then the Mishnah explains what he did. Misha Zoche B'menoire, so the Mishnah explains what he did. In Masechtas Tomit it says, well, the one who was Zoche, how he did, how he went about it. Misha Zoche B'Ktoires, what he did. So the Mishnah in Tomit explains how the Seder Hayoim was, and the Mishnah seems to say that the Seder was first Tishim Mizbech HaPnimi, then Neiris, and then Ktoires. So in Tomid it seems that the Atovas HaNeiris came before the Ktoires. In our Mishnah it seems that the Ktoires came before the Neiris. Makteres HaKtoires HaMeiteves Neiris. That's the Gemara's Kash. Omar Rav Huna, Man Tane Tomit, you know, Rab Shimon Isha Mitzpil. He says, we'll see in Taisus, Rav Huna knew that there was a Rab Shimon Shita in Masechtas Tomit. He's a Yadin in Tomit. So Mele, those Mishnayos are going according to Rab Shimon. So Mele, in Rab Shimon Taka holds that Ktoires are after Neiris. The Tana of our Mishnah is not the Stam Tana of Tomid, and he holds that Ktoires are before Neiris. Let us see Rashi. Misha Zocho, Sholish Mishnayisain Beseder HaTomid, Stures Zu Achazu. Keseda, let us see the Loshon Abach, Keseda Aveidoson. Misha Zocho Lepayis Bedishim Mizbech HaPnimi, so it says, V'nichnas, V'not Alasatani, that was one of the Kalim. Then it says, Vaita Misha Zocho B'menoire, Nichnas, and that's what he did. Meforish Mais, let's get back to the Rashi, Meforish Mais HaTobas HaNeiris, how he made HaTobas HaNeiris. Then it says, V'choyze V'shoyne, Misha Zocho B'Ktoiris, what he did, Meforish L'choyze. But Alma Kach Sidron, that to say there is Neiris and then Ktoiris. And our Mishnah says Ktoiris and then Neiris. And for the Gemara, Man, Tane, Tomit, Rabbi Shimon, Isha Mitzpu. The Stam, the Shemina Lei, Bebreise, the Airi, Behuche, Seder, Atomit. From our Bereise, we see that he was El Keret wegen these Halochis, that was his field. So Memele, so we'll say, so the Mishnah is in Tomit, are going to call him to Rabbi Shimon. And Rab Shimon Taka holds Neiris Kaidem Lekteres. And the Tana Va Mishnah holds, not like Rab Shimon, he holds Kteres Kaidem Leneres. Fragt die Gemore, wo Ipcho Shaminolai. Wo Ipcho Shaminolai. Des Nam, Bo Leile Keren Mizrochis Sefoines. There's a Mishnah that says as follows. When the Kohen has Zoyrek, was Zoyrek the Dama Tomit, so the Mishnah says like this. Bo Leile Keren Mizrochis Sefoines. He came to the Keren Mizrochis Sefoines. Noisein Mizroch Tzofoina. So he gave a matona on the corner, Mizroch Tzofen, and that means Mizroch Tzofen is when he comes to the Mizbeach, so Mizroch is Mizroch Tzofen is the Keren on his right side, that's towards the right side, and his left is Dorim. So this is the Keren, the first Keren on the right side. Noise Mizrocha Tzfoine, and he gives one matone shtaim shein, one matone shein shtaim. That means he's zoyrik on the Keren, and the dam goes to Tzad Mizroch and Tzad Tzofen. That's one matone. Then he goes to the opposite corner, Marov is Droimis. Noise Marov Droimis. And so he goes to the opposite corner, Marav Droimin, he makes another matone, Acha Sheinstein. The Emerson, this is the Seder by every Oila, by every Shlomim, by most Kabonis, besides Epsachatos, Nabcher, and Pesach, it's Stein Shein Arbe. You go to these two Kronis. Fine. And so the Talmud is also an Oila, so also you do like any other Oila. V'toni alo, but we learned a barais on this Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ish ha-mitzpe mishane betomit. He said by the tomit, even though the tomit is an oilo, there's a different seder. The zrika is not the same like by every oilo. What's the seder? Mizrach is tzvainis, when he comes to the kerem mizrach tzofen, loise mizrach tzvainis. That's right, he makes one zrika, and it's ach ha-shem shtayim. Marov is droimis, but when he comes to Marov is droimis, there he makes two separate matonas. Noisein Marov, first he makes a matona on the Tzad Meire, achakach noisein droima. So what do we see from this baraisa? And again, Alona, we see from this baraisa, you were just telling me, you know, stam mishnes tomid is Rab Shimon. Says, I'll show you punkt verkehrt. The Mishnah says that the Tomid is like any other Oila. In the Bereis, it says Rab Shimon is Choylik, that the Tomid is different. So you see, you saw that Stam Mishnah is Rab Shimon, it's Punkverkelt, it's a different Stam Tan, and he's Choylik on the Stam Tan. So that's not like Rav Huna. Elo Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said, no, we'll say Verkelt, you're 100% right. From that Bereis, we see Stam Mishnah and Tomid is not Rab Shimon. So man, and that is true that the Tana of our Mishnah is chaylik on the Tana and Tomid. Because the Tana in our Mishnah holds Kteiris Kaidim Laneiris. The Tana in Tomid holds Neiris Kaidim Lekteiris. So we'll say, man, Tana say the Yume, Rabbi Shimon isha mitzpil. So the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Okay, this is Machlokes Tanoim. That's the Teretz. Let us see Rashi. The Baal Pluktayu, that Rab Shimon is not the Stam Mishnah. He's a Baal Pluktayu on the town of the Stam Mishnah. Shaminilo, the Poligas Tomi, the Meseches Tomi. Voloi mit tukme stome de tomit kibosei. This nan be Meseches Tomi, bo loi koyin hazeirik es hadam, le kerem mizrochis sefoini shomiz beyach. Noisein matona rishoine mizrcha tzofoino matona achas kemin gam yevonis. It's like an L. Nikeres la mizrcha letzof umisham makiva ilecha bolin kemarov is droimis, and he goes to the opposite keren v'noisein marov droime. Sha'oile tune shtei matona shein arba b'shtei kronoi zu keneged alach soine shel zu. The two opposite kronos on the diagonal, kidei shiyei min adam ba'ar beruches ha-mizbeach ka'ar b'matonis. Ulekamim meforish maishna hani tarti kronos. Betoni alo rab shimon isha mitzpeh, Mishane b'tamid. Rav Shimon ish mitzvah said that even though the tamid is an oila, but the seder azrika of a tamid is different. B'matan damat tamid is mishane b'tamid b'matan damat tamid mimatan demei kol shar oilis. The tamid is different than all other oilis. Losses mimenu. Natana rishayin achashish taim. The first matan is tak achashish taim. Kamay sheman, kamin gam yabonis. Ubishniye, but the second matonah, shtayim, shem shtayim. They make two separate matonahs. Lahavsiko. You're mavsik these two matonahs. Veloseis marove tachila. First, you're zoirek the dam on the tzad mairet. Vachakach doroim, kederech biyosi. That's how he's walking to be makiv the mizbeach, shu makiv abo mina mairev ledorim. He started off by Mizrach, then he comes to Meir, then he comes to Dorim. So on the Tzad Meir, if he makes a Maton, on the Tzad Dorim, he makes a Maton. Shmigil lekeren, noisen shtei Matonis, bepisot, betayimim aforish lekamai. So the Gemara says, good. So the Stam Mishnah and Tomid is not Rav Shimon. So Mantana say the Yume. Mantana lesader Tomid, or lesader Tomid, the Hachmesech, that means, who is the Tane? That explains to us how the Seder was, the Ma'iri B'Seder Yom Kippur, the Poligam Mishnah is the Seder HaTomid, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, Faker, the Tane, our Tane, who has his own understanding how the Seder was, so it's Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, the Shemini Lei, the Polig HaStomid HaTomid, we heard that he's a Polig HaStomid HaTomid. Let us just see Taisvis, Veramina Mishazocha, Bedish Mizbech, Apnimi, and Mishazocha, Bemenoira. So Taisvis says, Lahavet Zorich, Lasuye, Mishazocha, Bedish, and Apnimi. I mean, the Kasha of the Gemara was, in Tomet it says Neiris and then Kteiris. By us it says Kteiris and then Neiris. So why do you have to bring the Mishnah says in the before that was the Dish Mizbech, Apnimi. Havet Zorich, Lasuye, Mishazocha, Bedish, and Apnimi. Ella Mishazocha, Bemenoira, Kteiris. Geichet loy maisi ochet, it is others, misha zocha litre mizbech achitzein, misha zocha beivorem, diktoni osam, the Mishnah Tomit says, all those who were zoiche to miyucha de kavoidis, ele nokat chodet de leel minehi chapton, the dishe mizbech apnimi, the heine dishe mizbech apnimi, shen nishnis besomach lem, lashmi inon, de misha zocha bimneire ubekteires de baboikarairi. That you shouldn't get misled. We are speaking about there's the Atovas Aneiris by Boike, then there's Adlokas Aneiris Be'erev, the Skteiris Saiba Boike Saiba Erev. So he wants to tell you we're speaking about Boike. The Dishim is Bechapnimi Eine Ela Ba Boike. Mas Nisan Doch Enami Ba Boike Airi. Och Enami. So that's why the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara says, don't tell me Trutzim, one place is speaking about at night, one place is speaking about a day. No, the both cases are speaking about a day. Vachiname v'motzalak shuyek, the Gemara could have asked another Kasha. Mesnisen k'toni zrikas dama tomit bereshe. The Gemara, our mission starts off at zrikas dama tomit, but meseches k'tomi toni bereshe, mishe zoiche bedishim is bechap nimi. V'hoda mishe zoche b'menoira. V'hodakton ishritas ha-tomid v'kabalos domi zrikosoi v'hodar alos eivorum lekevesh v'hodakteires v'hodakton eivorum alos mikevesh l'mizbeach. So the more could have asked this kasha also. I mean, there's another stira from Yuma to Tomid. V'chi mishani Rab Shimon isha mitzbehi the minute the Gemara said the Teretz, oh, that's a different tane. Ozakel meturit. So then all your problems are solved. So there's a machlekes when the zrikas atomid was. There's a machlekes if the neiris were before the teres, if the teres before the neiris. The ozakel meturit, the neiris the tanyos and bereishipar. The more asked first from the neiris. He could have asked later from the, because there it says neiris before teres. The more could have asked it says the zrikas atomid is afterwards. Man tan atomid, Rab Shimon isha mitzpi, Rabun ekibod, Rab Shimon isha mitzpi, Rabonam pligi beseida avoide. That he knew, so he wanted it, so he said at random, so maybe the Mishnah in Yume, the Mishnah in Tom is going to go into Rav Shimon. He didn't know who holds what. So he said, maybe that Mishnah is going to go according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara proved, no, the Mishnahis are not going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is Cholek and the Mishnahis in the Baraisa.